since these things continue to be dismantled, shut down, what we have seen now is a massive increase in crime. And we cannot use the red herring to say that it's because of the state of emergency being lifted. It is, the fact of the matter is, all of last year, there was no state of emergency. There was no curfew, but there were 150 less murders and the earlier part of this year likewise. So it shows that when you shut down and dismantle things, it is going to cause a domino effect and the criminal elements alone will benefit. But if people feel that we're trying to operate the running police service similar to our government, when it is the government changes, you get rid of everyone in the state board, regardless of how well the person in that state board operated, but you fire them based on the party card that they had. If it is that you, because the commissioner of police, you don't like him anymore, you are trying to spite, you're spiting Gary Griffith. What you're doing is you're spiting the country, and the criminals are laughing all the way to the bank because they are now taking back hold of this country.